In the interest of courtroom decorum, steno machines have gotten quieter over the years. So it was out of character for court reporters to make their own noise when the AIB College of Business announced it will end its program for court reporting and related majors.
When I got the letter, they were giving it up. It was like, really? Just felt like part of you was going away, but...
Compared to others, Holly Heron's reaction was gracious. The AIB grad uses her court reporting skills to caption TV programs live. From the lower level of her home in Bondurant, Holly converts the spoken word into text, like a virtuoso stroking the 19 keys of her mechanical shorthand console.
I get up at 4:30 and make sure all my turn on my equipment, which usually takes a while, and I have a regular schedule, so like every day I do Fox and Friends, a lot of hockey.
Over the past 80 years, AIB has turned out thousands of court reporters and now captioners. But enrollment has declined despite aggressive recruitment.
Thinking about your future?
Think about this.
Demand for court reporters and captioners is high and will grow in the next 8 years.
Heading into last fall, AIB President Nancy Williams says there were only 6 applications. They can't afford to keep the program for a handful of students. Plus, there's a huge dropout rate because of the difficulty and practice time required. Williams points to another factor.
There was some negativity, actually, in the media a few years ago about the profession and its viability for the long term. In other words, threats of the jobs being taken over by recording devices.
Well, I'm sure that probably played a role in it. Actually, I guess I would say there was kind of a perfect storm.
State Court Administrator David Boyd refers to layoffs in 2009. There are 35 fewer court reporters now. And they did test digital recording systems that other states are using and found they work.
We have no plans to replace any court reporter with digital recording. Certainly down the road, you know, there may be a place for digital recording.
Magistrate courts have been using tape recorders, but not at the district court level, where 150 court reporters transcribe testimony with their steno machines. AIB was stunned by the sharp backlash to its decision. Some feel the demise of the program will be the demise of the profession. President Williams said they did their best to save it.
I'd say it's probably the hardest decision I had to recommend to the board in all of my time, because it's very emotional and there's a lot of history, and we know it's a wonderful program, and we have been trying very hard to keep it and to get people excited to take this major, and just to no avail. So it's frustrating at the same time.
Welcome to Access Hollywood Live.
The profession has changed too. Just look at former court reporter Holly Heron, who is now a freelance captioner. It's a career that can command a 6-figure income.
And the funny thing is the need for captioners, I would say, has never been greater. I mean, I get requests to work 12 hours a day.
Public Relations Director Jane Meisner says the college will now emphasize popular courses in accounting, business administration, sports, and event managing.
Losing the court reporting major is emotional for us. It's sad for us, but we're excited about what the new focus will be.
Commencement for 22 new court reporters and captioners will be held Sunday. After the class of 2015, when the final students graduate, the curriculum will go the way of an earlier vocation when AIB was considered a school for secretaries. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.